Chevy Checker going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Finally, it's 8 o'clock on the nose. News time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New fears of an all-out war in the Middle East. Israeli warplanes hit more than 100 military sites inside Iran overnight, as well as the nation's nuclear program. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very short time. It could be a year. It could be within a few months, less than a year. This is a clear and present danger to Israel's very survival.
Strikes killed several Iranian generals and scientists. We're learning more about the planning. CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
Israeli officials say the Mossad spy agency infiltrated Iran before the attack. It is said to have smuggled in drones and other precision weapons that were used to target defense systems and missile launchers.
Correspondent Rami Innocencio is at the foreign desk.
Iran now says it will not join nuclear talks set for this Sunday, but Steve Witkoff, President Trump's Mideast envoy, is still expected to go to Oman, at least for now. Iran's supreme leader has vowed severe punishment, and its military said that Iran would exact a heavy price on Israel and the United States.
President Trump is warning Tehran of even more brutal attacks to come if it doesn't make a deal on its nuclear program. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Last night, the White House signaled it didn't support Israel's actions, with Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying Israel took unilateral action against Iran and that the U.S. is not involved in strikes. He added, Israel advised us that they believe this action was necessary for its self-defense, and he warned Iran should not target U.S. interests or personnel.
Investigators say they've recovered one of the two black boxes from the crash of yesterday's Air India plane that killed all but one of the 242 passengers. CBS's Anna Corrin is in Ahmedabad.
Here at the crash site, forensic teams are on the scene. Officials are arriving. Ambulances are here. We're getting reports that there are body parts littered throughout the wreckage and that it will take DNA testing to know the final death count.
After a week of angry deportation protests in downtown L.A., California Senator Alex Padilla was handcuffed after he tried to question the Homeland Security Secretary at a news conference. CBS's Carter Evans from L.A.
After the incident, Nome's top deputy wrote on social media, Padilla chose disrespectful political theater as he, quote, lunged at Secretary Nome.
I was there peacefully. If this is how the Department of Homeland Security responds to a senator with a question, you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers.
Dow futures down 416. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Business is about to pick up in downtown Racine. This weekend brings several big events, including the return of Harborfest, the Lighthouse Run, and the 50th annual Juneteenth Parade. People looking to get around should expect increased traffic and street closures. The No Kings movement brings organized protests to Kenosha and Racine County tomorrow. The demonstrations are part of a nationwide day of action. They coincide with a large-scale military parade marking the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary. Protesters will be in Mount Pleasant tomorrow morning at the busy intersection of Highway 20 and 31. In Kenosha, there's a gathering at Civic Center Park. A three-day jury trial starts next week for Jacqueline Height, a former prison supervisor at the Racine Correctional Institution. She's accused of delivering contraband to an inmate and having a sexual relationship with them. Construction starts next week on Milwaukee's record-breaking timber skyscraper. The 31-story Neutral Edison is designed to reduce carbon emissions. The Riverwalk adjacent building will feature 350 apartments and a California-based coffee shop as its first tenant. And Racine celebrates the 50th anniversary of its Juneteenth parade this weekend. It starts at 4th and Main and ends at the Bryant Community Center. The parade is one of many big events going on in Racine this weekend. Officials say to expect traffic delays and some road closures. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
That's a wrap on minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Where the Packers completed their three-day minicamp, linebacker Quay Walker unable to practice. He suffered an ankle injury at the end of last season. Matt LaFleur presenting Mark Murphy, an autographed helmet signed by all the players. Murphy stepping down after 17 years as team president. The NBA Finals continue tonight. The Pacers up 2-1 over the Thunder, led by Tyrese Halliburton.
Experience is the best way that I can learn from it. You know, taking what the defense gives me, trying to play the right way, and watch film, see where I can get better, and be ready to go for game four.
Baseball, Brewers and Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew winning 6-0 last night in the series opener, but pitcher Aaron Civale, not happy about being moved to the bullpen, says he called his agent about being traded.
We're exploring opportunities for me to get back into a rotation, whether that's here or elsewhere. That'll give me the chance to do what I do best, and that's go out there and start. Like I said, I still feel like I have a lot to give.
That's Aaron Civale with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride. Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm or two possible. Late this evening, early morning hours, our low 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 68. Sunday, partly cloudy with late day showers and thunder showers, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
I went home to St. Louis for Christmas, and I walked into my parents' house, which I hadn't been into in about, 6 months. And unbeknownst to me, they changed all the light bulbs in the house into those energy-saving light bulbs. So when I walked in, they're sitting in this weird, dim, hazy lighting, and I'm like, hey, what's going on, guys? We having a seance? My dad goes, no, we're not, Kathleen. Your mother thought it would be a good idea at our age, when our eyesight is failing, to make the house as dimly lit as possible, Kathleen. Because she's upset, because Al Gore's upset, because there's no more polar bears. Well, you know what? I'm 69 years old. I live in Missouri. I've never seen a polar bear. I don't care if I ever see a polar bear. What I'd like to see is the coffee table. That's what I'd like to see.
WRJN remembers Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Singer, songwriter, producer. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 1988. Inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, 2000. Let's get back together and do it again. Ooh. WRJN, saluting Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, dead at the age of 82.
of you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Of the Beach Boys, God only knows. Local news, Tablas Hits, WRJN, it's 8:13. Researchers have found that eye damage caused by too much screen time can eventually lead to damage of other vital organs, even a shortened lifespan. Keep that in mind when you want to scare your kids, all right? That was the flip side of Please Please Me, from me to you. It's 8:15, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN this morning. Got this out of our archives. You've heard of the term death by chocolate, right? Well, this almost happened to two workers at an M&M factory in Pennsylvania. They had to be rescued. They got trapped in a huge vat of chocolate and couldn't get out. One report said the chocolate was only about waist high. which was lucky, but still, they could have drowned in chocolate. That's what they mean, death by chocolate. 8:15, local news, timeless hits, WRJN coming up at 8:35 this morning. We're talking to Wilbert Kennedy, head coach of the Racine Raiders. Get the lowdown on their game coming up this weekend. Also at 8:50 this morning, we'll talk to Mike Clemens. Got a lot of sports to talk to him about, but right now, we've got Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005 when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987 alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027, when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. It's time to treasure hunt at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine, your home for one-of-a-kind finds. From stylish clothing and handy kitchen gadgets to vintage gems and secondhand surprises, every piece has a story just waiting to be told. Make your money go further this summer. Shop smart and save big. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deal.
And you want to save extra money? All right, use the promo code ROSEN. Hey, that's me. R-O-S-E-N, R-O-S-E-N. Use the promo code ROSEN at checkout. You save a little more on the big deals at WRJN.com.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting, hands-on adventure with life-size dinos. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily through October 5th. Learn more at MilwaukeeZoo.org.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
The Racine Raiders face the number one ranked team in the West, the Phoenix Outlaws, this week at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Saturday night, bring the family out to see what the best of the West has to offer in this epic showdown of two of the top teams in the country. The Racine Raiders and the Phoenix Outlaws, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Field in Racine. Be sure you're there.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-9336. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-9336. That's 800-444-9336. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-9336.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
I will follow him, follow him.
March, and I will follow him. It's 8:24 local news. Tamless hits WRJN. What a beautiful weekend for Harborfest today and tomorrow on Racine's Lakefront. Also, the four Saints Family Festivals, the old St. Rita's Festival and St. Rita's Grounds on Douglas Avenue running all weekend. Partly sunny today, highs near 69, cloudy, lows 57 tonight. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday, 67 the high tomorrow, 71 on Sunday. 61 and cloudy right now at Radio Park. Yeah, it's going to be a nice weekend for all these festivals. And I know they're always nervous about the weather on these outdoor events, but don't have anything to worry about now. Well, this is odd but true. It's hard to believe this was really a thing. In the early days of Parcel Post, a few parents managed to mail their kids to relatives. Back in 1913, an 8-month-old baby in Ohio was mailed by his parents to his grandmother who lived just a few miles away. The baby was safely delivered, but regulations quickly established to prevent any additional mailing of children through the U.S. mail. It's hard to believe that was a thing. You look back now and say, what were they thinking? Me and you and a dog named Boo. This is Lobo.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay, how it stuck to the tires after the summer rain. Will power made that old car go. A woman's mind told me that so. Oh, how I wish we were back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named
He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double. Been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, my boyfriend's
back. So look out now, cause he's coming after you. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
It's 8:30 on the Noggin at WRJN. Time for local news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Downtown Racine is offering an action-packed weekend. Racine Harbor Fest is back starting tonight. The Lighthouse Run starts at Festival Park tomorrow morning, and the 50th annual Juneteenth Parade gets going at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The 47th annual Lighthouse Run draws hundreds of runners and spectators to the lakefront for races and post-event festivities. The parade steps off from 4th and Main and makes its way to the Bryant Community Center. People are being told to expect increased traffic and possible street closures due to the ongoing Main Street construction. There will also be some roadblocks related to the events. The No Kings movement comes to Kenosha and Racine County tomorrow. Organized protests are happening here, across the state, and nationwide as part of what's called a nationwide day of action. Racine County's demonstration is at 10 a.m. at the corner of Highway 20 and Green Bay Road. Kenosha's Civic Center Park will host an event. The protests fall on the same day as a large-scale military parade marking the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary. A three-day jury trial is scheduled for next week for a former prison worker accused of giving an inmate contraband and having an inappropriate relationship. Jacqueline Height was a supervisor at the Racine Correctional Institution. She faces 20 counts of second-degree sexual assault and additional charges for delivering illegal items to an inmate. The allegations stem from a relationship she allegedly had with an inmate, where she reportedly provided him with a cell phone and engaged in sexual activity in her office. Next Wednesday is when the trial starts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm or two possible. Late this evening, early morning hours, our low 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 68. Sunday, partly cloudy with late day showers and thunder showers, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
I love superhero movies. I saw that Superman Returns. I don't want to ruin it, but he returns, and there's a scene in Superman Returns where Superman gets shot in the face at point-blank range. The bullet bounces off his eye. The guy sitting next to me in the theater goes, "Yeah, right." Like, that's where it all came apart for him, right? Like, he's sitting there the whole movie like, "I could see this guy flying around. And I could see him being from Krypton. A bullet off the eye? No way, come on. You ain't fooling me, Hollywood."
Racine Raiders head coach Wilbert Kennedy is here, and we're going to talk about the latest game coming up this Saturday night at historic Horlick Field. But last weekend, coach, it was kind of a blowout with the, was it the Bison were in town? And kind of a blowout, what, 30-2, right?
Yeah, the game got away from them, but, you know, that's the best our offense has played this year. Things started looking better. Still a lot of work to do, but you know, the guys played well. Defense played well as usual. So they were undefeated. So I don't know if they were missing some guys or, you know, they got ahead of themselves thinking about other games. But we did pretty well last week.
See, you coaches are always nice about it. I would have said, "Yeah, in your face, we beat you." And see, that's what I would do. But you guys say, "Well, you know, they might have been down, maybe missing some players. They're a good team." Not me. I would have said, "You suck. You're no good." See, that's what I would have done. That's why I'm not a head coach. I am not a diplomat when it comes to this stuff. That's what I, when the ratings used to come out years ago when I first got started and we beat the competition, I mean, I knew kids, you know, people that worked there, and they said, "We beat you. We beat you. We," and I, that's just not diplomatic about this all.
Well, if we're still standing towards at the end, then I'll probably talk like that. But I know one of the issues with semi-pro is because we don't have, you know, we have a great crew for our trainers that takes care of the players, you know, their injuries and so forth. But the one thing about semi-pro is, you know, it's not like pro where these guys, you know, they get an injury and then they go in and, you know, they're there all day long getting treated, you know, like 24/7. Here, you know, you can get an ankle injury and you can increase that time by two because we just don't have the time. You know, the guys got to work, this, that, and the other, so they can't get into therapy and treatments. So when the semi-pro and guys are hurt, they don't travel, they don't play, then they're out longer. Like, we're missing several guys. So I'm sure at this point of the year, they were probably missing some of the guys from before. I know we lost a few guys the previous week, and then we lost some more that night. So it does kind of play in a factor of it. But I'll tell you what, if we're standing at the end, I will talk all kind of garbage. How's that?
No trash talking from you until then.
Until then.
So two undefeated teams lost their status. You, when you played Detroit, you lost your undefeated status, and they lost it last week. This is, you know, a lot of big giants are losing their undefeated status lately.
Yeah, and, you know, one of our coaches said something very interesting, and the players kind of, some of the players got a little upset by it, but, you know, he said that because of the level of competition in this league, especially with the top-tier teams, you know, we're on that crazy 31-game winning streak. He just said, I don't see anybody going through this year undefeated because there's so much competition when you get to the top. And some players got a little out of pocket about it. It's like, well, you don't trust us. You don't believe in us. And it's like, no, we want to go undefeated. But the reality of it is there's some good football teams. And it's another reason why we came to this league. And now they dropped off. We dropped one. I mean, which is great for us because that's the team we lost to the week before. So, you know, we may get a shot. We may, maybe they get bumped again, or we beat the team that beat them. Then there's a three-way tie. Then it comes to all kind of craziness. So, yeah, it's fun being in the league, in this league.
Let's talk about the game this Saturday night. It's the Phoenix Outlaws. The name Outlaws sounds kind of tough. I mean, that's, you got to have a tough name to scare the competition. Raiders is tough. Outlaws is tough, you know. So, are they tough?
I live with the Raider. I think the Raider name is tougher than the Outlaws.
Okay. Are they that? Are the Outlaws tough?
They are. They won their league. They went 10-0 in their season. They're at the end of their season. So, they actually sought us out. So, since we've gotten back on the national stage, you know, we're getting these teams, like the teams from Alabama, and then, you know, we got one coming from North Carolina and now Arizona, and they want to come here. So, you know, we got a big target on us, and everybody wants a piece of us. And so I'm looking forward to it. I've seen some film on these guys, and they're big. They're very talented. You know, just at the end of the year, I wonder how many other guys are going to show. I think they're all going to show because when you have a champion, you know, they're going to have a lot of pride. So this should be quite the game. And like I said, we're missing some key guys. But, you know, it's all about our next guy stepping up. We do have a lot of depth, and we got a lot of capable players. So this should be a fun one.
When I was in the Police Boys Club League when I was a little kid, we had, you know, bowling teams. And we had to come up with names. Ours was the Good Guys. What? That is not a tough name when I'm thinking about it. I mean, no one fears the Good Guys. And we did okay. Yeah, I know it's not a. We were nine years old, and that's the best we can come up with, the Good Guys. But I mean, the Slaughterhouse Six. I mean, when you're 9 years old, you don't come up with names like that. But I'm just thinking back.
No, probably not.
All right, so let's talk about this week's game. It's at historic Horlick Field. It's the Raiders taking on the Phoenix Outlaws. You can hear the game on WRJN with Don Wadewitz calling the play-by-play. Pregame 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock. It's brought to you by the nice folks over at our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time with WRJN and the Racine Raiders. Make it to the game. It's going to be nice weather, beautiful weather all weekend. So, yeah, you got Harbor Fest. You've got the Four Saints Festival. You got the Juneteenth stuff going on. And you've got the Racine Raiders at historic Horlick Field Saturday night. Hey, Coach, have a good game. Remember, rawr.
Gotcha. Thank you.
All right, Coach, I'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, take care.
Okay, Coach Wilbur Kennedy from the Racine Raiders. Wow, yeah, got a trash talk. I'm not a good trash talker, especially when you
1, 2, 3
had a name like the Good Guys on your team.
1, 2, 3
Wilson Pickett, Land of 1,000 Dances. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Nah, 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 nah.
go, Temptations, My Girl. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. We're going to talk to Mike Clemens about sports coming up in just a moment. I guess the camp for the Packers is done now. Hey, we'll get to all the details on that coming up in just a moment. Speaking about sports, here's a fun fact for you. The biggest sports venue in the world, you know what it is? The Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the home of the Indy 500. Permanent seating for more than 250,000 people. The infield can hold another 150,000 people or so. So you're talking about 400,000 people can watch the Indy 500 race. When you think about it, that's really big.
Today's big deal of the day. It's time to treasure hunt at One-Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine, your home for one-of-a-kind finds. From stylish clothing and handy kitchen gadgets to vintage gems and secondhand surprises, every piece has a story just waiting to be told. Make your money go further this summer. Shop smart and save big. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
And don't forget to save even more at the register at the end when you go to closing on that on the deal. Just use the promo code ROSEN, R-O-S-E-N, R-O-S-E-N. Use that at checkout to save even more with the Big Deal of the Day.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
This Father's Day, start the morning right with hot coffee, fresh donuts, and dad by your side. It's Donuts with Dad at Just Brew It in Union Grove from 8 till noon while supplies last. Enjoy delicious donuts, fresh brewed coffee, and quality time with the guy who's always been there. Start a new family tradition. Bring dad, bring the family, and make this Father's Day one to remember. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It. Donuts with Dad. This Father's Day from 8 till noon in downtown Union Grove.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Four Saints Family Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the St. Rita Grounds, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GOLD for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GOLD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GOLD for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Okay, our sports connection. Mike Clemens is here on his Friday sports chat with us. And were you up in Green Bay? Where are you hanging out these days?
Yeah, and then we go back to Milwaukee where the Brewers continue the series against the second-place Cardinals tonight at AmFam Field.
Now let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, the Brewers blanked them last night, shut them out 6-0 in game one of a four-game series. And the Brewers brought up this kid, the Miz, they call him, Don. Jacob Mizorowski, 23 years old, and he threw a ball 103 miles an hour in spring training, which is like the fastest recorded fastball since the new style of how they have tracked this the last 12 years. So he makes his major league debut, 23 years old last night on the mound. He pitches a no-hitter through five innings. He throws 14 pitches over 100 miles an hour. He threw one that was 102.2 miles an hour. And so they send him back out there in the sixth inning. Have at it, kid. Family's there watching in the stands, all excited. And about two or three pitches in, all of a sudden, the right foot comes forward and wobbles. You know, like, oh, what was that? You know, at the front of the mound. And, you know, they call timeout right away. Trainer comes running out. Pat Murphy comes running out. And it turns out, okay, and he spoke to our reporters after the game and said, yeah, it's just cramps. I cramped up in my calf and in my quad. Maybe a little excited, a little dehydrated or whatever. So, you know, they hope he's going to be okay. But, you know, can't have nothing nice for the Brewers this year, particularly when it comes to pitching, because not only they got that, they got the drama going on. Aaron Savalier had recently come back from injury, but they picked up this veteran right-hander about a year ago. And when Murphy brought him in and said, okay, well, we're bringing up Mizorowski, so Aaron, we're going to move you to the bullpen. He says, oh, no, you're not. No, I'm 30 years old. I've never been a bullpen, a relief guy. I'm a starter. So I'm either going to be in the starting rotation here, or I'm calling my agent and we're going to get traded. And then to his credit, Savalier talked to reporters yesterday before the game and said, hey, listen, my wife have really and I have enjoyed our time here in Milwaukee in the last year. I know this sounds like I'm, you know, being disruptive or, you know, making a scene here. I don't want it to come off that way. It's just that I'm a starter and I'm not going to the bullpen. So whether it happens here or somewhere else. So that's the standoff there. And, you know, Murphy pretty much addressed it and said, you know, he said, Aaron's done a great job here. He's a professional, and I think at some point he'll settle down. And he'll take his bullpen assignment because the team is holding all the cards. So that's the way. But anyway, you got your Brewers tonight on WRJN. First pitch is at 7:10 at American Family Field against the Cardinals.
All right, the NBA Finals continuing. It's a tight race there in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and the Pacers go up 2-1 against the favored Oklahoma City Thunder while they're playing these games in Indianapolis, led by Tyrese Halliburton, this kid who just turns it on the last 5 minutes of the game. He had 22 points, but, you know, closed the deal in the game the other night, and he's out of Oshkosh North High School, grad from there. He took his team to the Wisconsin State Championship back in 2018. He's 25 years old now and really come on as a point guard and a leader of the Pacers. So we'll see if they can get another win, go up 3-1 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'll tell you what's making the difference in that game, like in any of these finals. It's the coaching. Rick Carlisle from the Pacers is really making some brilliant moves in terms of the rotation and how he's running these games.
All right, let's talk about the Badgers. They have a fine coming their way, huh?
Yeah, this was revealed yesterday. I think it was released by McIntosh, the athletic director. And it's another strike against Luke Fickell, the head coach. But it turns out that 2 years ago, the Wisconsin Badgers violated a recruiting rule that they made over 100 phone calls to prospective players before the start date. You know, the rules said you can't make these calls to the high school kids before a certain date, and they'd already started that process. That came out in some investigation. The Badgers have already been fined. They've got some recruiting violation probation right now. But as I say, it's kind of another blemish, you know, in the Luke Fickell files, the head coach up there in the Badgers.
You know, I was reading that the NCAA will start paying the players, college players' yes. Salaries now.
Yeah. I mean, millions of dollars. It's just gone from the rules have completely changed, and that's what makes this so weird, too, is like, oh, my gosh, this has got to be like the last violation possible the way things are going down. So, But, yeah, I've been in Green Bay all week because the Packers had their mini camp. 3 days of practices, helmets and shorts, but a lot of 11-on-11. We got to see a lot of players going. And I think the big story that, you know, you guys have been talking about was that when they at the start of the week, they released their veteran defensive back, Jair Alexander. He was the very first draft pick for the GM, Brian Gutekunst, when he took over for Ted Thompson back in 2018. But, you know, he's missed game after game due to injuries. He only played in 7 games last year. And the same the year before, you know, missed over half the games because of injuries. Last year it was a knee injury, And, you know, in getting ready for this season and looking at their books, Brian and his finance guy, Russ Ball, just sat down and said, we're not paying this guy the top dollar. We're, you know, he has to restructure because, you know, we've been burned 3 out of the last 4 years. It's not his fault, but it's just the case. And, you know, Jair's agent said, oh, no, you don't. We have a contract with you, and you will pay up. And who knows? He could have, you know, a Super Bowl-type season this year. Maybe he plays in all 17 games. Well, it got down to this past Sunday. Jair reported, you know, on schedule to the mandatory minicamp, and Gutekunst told us he met with Jair on Sunday afternoon. You know, long conversation. He said this hasn't been much of a drama. It's just we set our number, they refused, and it's been going on, and it hasn't really changed in the last 2 or 3 months. We talked to him one last time, and when they said, no, we're going to hold our ground, so, okay, well, we're going to release you, and that's what they did. Monday morning, released him, and so now Jair has to try and find a job elsewhere in the NFL and try and get his number, and the Packers have moved on. They've, you know, they brought out Nate Hobbs, a veteran free agent from the Raiders. Carrington Valentine's a guy they've brought in. They've moved Keyshawn Nixon over to corner, and that's who they're going to have covering the wide receivers.
So what's going on now with this Vince Lombardi's office door?
Well, what made me think about this, Don, is, you know, the other big story now that's going to come out of Green Bay is regime change. And after 17 years, Mark Murphy is stepping down as the Packers CEO and president. And his right-hand man, Ed Policy, was voted by the board to take over. And that's going to happen in the next month or so. As a matter of fact, by the way, I got an invite. I'll be able to have a chance to do a sit-down with Ed Policy, the new Packers president, sometime next week. So when I'm thinking about it, it reminded me when Bob Harlan was running the team. And, you know, like 25 years ago already, can't believe it. But Bob said, you know, we need to upgrade the stadium and build this atrium and new offices. So at the expense, they had to tear down the old office building. It was on the north end of Lambeau Field, you know, back from the 50s, where Lombardi's office was, where the Holmgren head coaching office was. And just before they raised the building, Mike Sherman, who's the head coach that had become a Packers story, said, oh, wait. Save this door. I want this old door to go into the head coach's office in the atrium because this was the door Lombardi went through every day. I thought that was so cool. Well, 25 years go by, and now they've since moved all the coaches to a brand-new building on the south end of the building. Gutekunst is in there. The coaching staff is in there. The scouts and the football players, their new locker room's going on. And they're remodeling the Packers' locker room right now. So there's all this construction going on again. I thought, I wonder if that door got moved or if it, you know, ended up in the trash when they made this move because they're remodeling that atrium too. And the facilities guy came down and talked to me. He said, no. We remembered. We saved the Lombardi door. You know, it's now on Matt LaFleur's office door. You know, I thought that was a pretty cool story.
It reminds me of when you did mornings here at WRJN for all those years. We don't know what happened to your chair you were sitting in. It's the same thing. Where is the Mike Clemens chair? Do they throw
Where's
it
the
out?
Chair?
Yeah, where's the chair that his butt sat in for all those years, 9 years? Where is that chair?
It's in that. It was in that big dumpster with all the old, you know, Salmonorama, WRJ and Salmonorama signs and the Wheel of Fortune and all that other stuff, you know.
Hey, happy Father's Day, my friend.
Appreciate it. You too. Thank you, Don.
All right, Mike. Talk to you next week. Mike Clemens doing sports for us here at WRJN. Again, happy Father's Day to everybody. I'll catch you Monday morning again once right here at WRJM. But first, it's 9 o'clock.